Do you tend to make announcements to your people, or do you serve your people? He always gave me the feeling of him serving me rather than the other way around. Appreciation and clarity can go and have to go hand in hand. Hello and welcome. No matter whether you're a first-time listener or a regular Lightwolf podcast fan, hello and a warm welcome. Last week, one of my partners and I spent 3 full days at a strategy workshop down in Italy. There were successful people, 18 of them in one room, and after a couple of months of intensive preparation, good debates, good questions, good analysis, workshop by workshop, we opened, they clarified, they listened, they discussed, they closed, they took decisions. And then at the end of this workshop, they had managed something they didn't deem possible as they started. 73 pages of reading before, down to 1 page of concise and integrated company strategy, all that within 3 days. Really a great team, and the pleasure for my partner Galinde and me to support them through this journey. Now, on the sidelines of this workshop, one of the owners had 3 deep conversations with me along these days. One of them was all about leadership. He actively shared with me a video of a Tibetan monk talking about leadership. And his message was essentially 4 strong principles. Wisdom, courage, compassion, servant leadership. And this owner of the company told me, Stefan, I really firmly believe in this concept of servant leadership. I want this in my business. I would like to lead that way. And I would like that to be a leadership principle, a leadership philosophy in my company. Me personally, Stefan speaking, I am convinced that this concept of servant leadership is a very effective leadership concept, at least in quite a number of occasions and situations. But it's conceivable that you have a different opinion. Maybe you see things differently. And if you do, if you think servant leadership is rather the wrong approach, then please do me a favor. Write to me. I would love to understand how you see this concept and why you see it differently to me. This will be great, inspiring learning. So please, by all means, contact me, write to me. And on the other hand, if you think that the concept of servant leadership can be a good approach and maybe effective in many situations also in your life, then the next question is, how do you establish servant leadership in your environment? And for today, I prepared 2 different kinds of input for you. First, a blatant example of servant leadership, and then 3 tips for you. Let's start with my blatant, stark example. Last November, I attended a fantastic 3 days conference of former leaders of a large global consumer goods company. I spent the first 18 years of my professional life there. I learned marketing and sales. I learned there how to be a general manager. I learned there how to manage and lead. And on this conference, there were 500 former managers, employees, executives of this company at the conference. Our global organization of alumni contains 36,000 people from all over the world. And this conference was attended by 5 of the 6 living, current or former CEOs of this company. The evening before the conference, I had a dinner with about 40 colleagues, most of whom I didn't know, I had never met before, but we all come from the same alma mater. We all have easy connections and are in really good conversations pretty fast. So I was talking to my neighbor about good leadership over dinner. He started that conversation. And then he spontaneously said, quote, Stefan, you know what? I can explain good leadership to you very simply using the following example. Based on the specific behavior of two of our former CEOs. Both of them will be here in the next 3 days. And I share this example from a time when I was a plant manager. I was running a factory for more than 10 years. When CEO number one came to visit us over in Europe, everyone who could somehow ran away as quickly and as far as they possibly could, just to avoid having to meet this guy. Then the CEO would come to me, and I was the factory leader, so I was of course there, and said in a sing-song manner, "Hey, plant manager, what are your problems? You know, I was an engineer like you. I am sure I have a solution to your problems." Unquote. And I went like, incredible. What a leadership behavior. Listening? Not a chance. Servant leadership? 0. Success of the CEO? Limited. Motivation of employees to follow him? Equally limited. Now, Stefan, contrast this to CEO number two. When CEO number two came to visit us, same factory, same plant manager, me. Not only did no one run away, everyone who could somehow tried to be there. They were hungry to be close to him. They were trying to find the reason why they absolutely had to be close and join that meeting with him. Because they absolutely wanted to be there. Because this CEO inspired the employees. Because he gave them the feeling that he was always there for them. Because he served them. Always. And not the other way around. And then this CEO came to me, the plant manager, and said in his way, quote, "Hey, plant manager, tell me, what's going well?" "Oh, wow. Great. What else?" "Great. What else?" So he asked for the strong things, for the things that worked at first, for the things that could travel, for the things that this plant could be proud of because they had achieved something positive. And only then he would ask, "Okay, plant manager, so where are your challenges? Where are your problems?" And he would listen, not talk. He would listen and listen and listen. And then he would say, "Ah, plant manager, that's really interesting. Did you know that we have exactly the same problem in another plant in the Philippines? Would you like me to put you in touch with our plant manager, the lady running the plant in Manila?" Unquote. This illustrates the difference. This to me illustrates the power of servant leadership. The CEO, number two, David Taylor, is also an engineer. But he served the plant manager, not the other way around. And this David Taylor was my direct boss for 3 years. I was blessed to have this man who I could serve, although all over those 3 years, he always gave me the feeling of him serving me rather than the other way around. And if you haven't listened to his podcast yet, and if you'd like to get to know David, then I highly recommend Lightwolf podcast number 152 from October 2020, entitled "I Can't Yet." Yeah, a great testimony to growth mindset, a mindset that David strongly promotes, and that he learned from Dr. David Rock at Duke, his own professor in his own campus. A great episode, great insights for you. Have a listen and enjoy meeting David Taylor. And now, three tips, the three ideas I brought today for you to consider. Three tips on servant leadership I would like to share with you. If this concept of servant leadership is for you, if you'd like to explore it, then tip number one, clarify your attitude. Appreciation and clarity. Appreciation and clarity are not at all mutually exclusive. On the contrary, for me, good leadership means delivering sustainably excellent business results and at the same time delivering sustainably excellent people development by helping others do the right thing. And that's what servant leadership is all about. Now, please stop for a moment. What does good leadership mean to you? Do you tend to make announcements to your people, or do you serve your people? And if you consider also making servant leadership a part of your own leadership philosophy, if you also serve others, then please always create clarity. Because appreciation and clarity can go and have to go hand in hand. I worked for David Taylor for 3 years. And every single time I felt supported. I always felt served by him. But don't be mistaken. Every single time he was crystal clear with me. It was clear to me whether we just had a great conversation debating an idea but not getting any decision yet. I was clear on this. Then I knew, now he's aware. I knew that he wasn't convinced yet, because otherwise he would have accepted. I knew that he was interested in me continuing to think and improve my thinking and improve my plan, but he didn't take any decision in these moments. And in other situations, I was crystal clear that now he has taken a decision or he has supported my decision. And I got it, and I knew it, and I knew that I would be able to trust it 1,000%. Never, ever. And I'm still in touch with David. The time that I worked for him is more than 20 years ago. We are still in touch. I'll have him in Berlin, 25, on stage next year, and I'm so glad he's going to come over. Every single time I knew when he had made a decision, and he stuck with it. No wavering, no doubts. He just stuck with it. Just amazing. So he demonstrated appreciation and clarity every single time. So when you feel people around you lack clarity or they are stuck, then please listen. Please sense where there is a lack of clarity around you in your organization on important issues. Then don't look away, but go in there. Help those involved to get the clarity they need through good questions, by connecting them with the right other people, or by connecting them with the right information, the right process, the right systems. Maybe you help them by sharing your own experience, bad or good. Or you help them by something else. But please be there and support them with anything you have and to the best of your abilities, while at the same time being clear. So that's tip number one for how to serve by leading and how to establish servant leadership. Clarify your attitude, appreciation, and clarity. Tip number two, empathy. Show empathy. Actively advocate for the well-being and needs for your employees. Put yourself in their shoes. Consider their perspectives, their feelings, and create a supportive and trusting working environment. And number three, listen and understand. If servant leadership is to play a role in your life, in your career, in your philosophy, then listen openly and attentively as a manager, peer, colleague, human, and leader. Listen. Listen to the real concerns. Listen to their ideas and take them seriously. Involve them in decision-making processes. This promotes participation and strengthens their commitment. And you will be richly rewarded with more motivated employees, with a little more time for yourself, and with better results for everyone. I experience exactly the same right now in our own team. In the last 3 years, we've increased our team of senior consultants and trainers from 2 to 7. Yeah, plus there is a team of about 10 supporting us. This enables us to successfully support significantly more and larger, more complex projects. And these great consultants, my partners, are taking more and more responsibility. They are taking more and more decisions without me being involved at all. And our customers are happy. They are very satisfied. And I am simply grateful that we can have more impact than with a smaller team. And one of the things I'm trying to do, and I'm for sure not perfect, I sometimes make mistakes, but one of the things I'm trying to do is to listen and to understand their real perspectives, the real root causes of problems when they occur, so that I can try and help wherever I can. So, summing it up on this podcast around servant leadership, achieving high performance through clarity and appreciation, here are my 3 tips for you. 1. Clarify your attitude, appreciation and clarity. 2. Empathy. And 3. Listen and understand. And if you do like this podcast, then please do me a favor, click on the star rating in your podcast app right now. Do me the favor, pick up your smartphone, get into your podcast app, click on the star rating, leave us a reference. You will help us spread the word on good leadership around the world, and you'll help me understand even better what I can do to serve you, because that's what this podcast is all about. It's about you. It's about serving you in your endeavor, on your journey to become exactly the leader you want to become. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm glad you were here. And I'm really looking forward to welcoming you again here in the Lightwolf podcast at your convenience. Take care. Have a great time. Be safe and speak soon. Thank you. Ciao. Your Stefan.